Ah, it was a sad day yesterday. I was shocked when I heard the news that Graham had passed away. I've known Graham since I was 16, 17. He was the first manager I ever played for. He was the man that signed me for Watford. He gave me an opportunity. And I've got so much to thank him for the opportunity that he gave me. And he was a great man. He was a great man. And I think it's a testament for him, all the tributes that have come out. And you will not find anybody who's got a bad word to say about it. He was an absolute gentleman. He was kind, he was honest, he was hardworking. He treated everybody the same, whether you were the kit lady or the tea lady or his superstar centre forward. He always treated everybody in the same manner. He had time for everybody. He would talk to anybody, especially regarding football. He gave me my debut when I was 17 at Watford, and he pulled me into his office after training on the Friday afternoon. I was only a young lad who'd moved down from North Wales, and he sat me down and he said, "Listen, I'm going to give you a debut tomorrow. I'm going to start you. Colin West's struggling. I wouldn't normally tell you on a Friday, but I want your mum and dad to come down. You know, they've got to travel all the way down from North Wales. The club's going to put them in the Hilton Hotel in Watford, because I think it's important that your family are there when you play your first league game." And it's just little things like that that went such a long way. But he did have another side to him when, if he needed to, you know, lose his temper, say a few choice words, you know, he was more than capable of doing that. And we had some big characters in that dressing room at Watford at the time, you know, because he built a magnificent football club down there in the time he was there. He took them from the fourth division into the first, and none of us would cross him. None of us would ever dare cross him. He was a little bit old school. I didn't mind that, because the gentleman, you saw more of the gentleman in Graham Taylor than you did the man who had to come out and give you a rollicking every now and then.
Because when you look, obviously, talking there down at Watford, I mean, it was a massive, massive achievement what he managed to achieve down there. And it's something we might not really see again, how fast he managed to actually get Watford from a fourth division side into the first division.
Yeah, and you think he was a very young man at the time. I think he started his coaching career when he was 27, 28 at Lincoln, did well at Lincoln, and Watford saw that and gave him an opportunity. And he built the club, and I think he was the first manager to do that, get a team from the fourth into the first. I think we saw Wimbledon do it a few years after that. I think the one thing I will say, when Graham left Watford, I'd been there 3 years, and I'd learned some valuable lessons on the pitch, but I think most importantly, off the pitch, how to conduct yourself off the pitch. You know, how to do the right things, to live the right lifestyle that you needed to live to be a professional footballer. And as I say, Watford, after he left to go to Aston Villa, they took a good few years to get back on track after all the good work that Graham had left behind.
And obviously one thing that a lot of people talk about with Graham Taylor is, of course, some of the things that happened to him in the press. But I think it shows sort of the person that he was, that he managed to come through all of that, and he didn't lose his wit, he didn't lose how much of a kind man he was, and he didn't lose his love for the game either.
No, he didn't. I mean, football was his life. And he took some horrendous stick when he was England manager. You know, some very, very unkind and nasty things were said about him, but I think he'd have gone into that job knowing that if he wasn't to do well as England manager, then that would be expected. You know, we've seen it before, the written press, how they can react to certain things, and we've seen it since Graham left the England job, that it's happened. It's part and parcel of the game, I think, and Graham would have taken it on his chin, and I think it would have made him a stronger person, and he wasn't going to let that period in his career when he suffered with England deter him from carrying on. You know, he came back to Watford, he got them promoted via the playoffs once again into the Premier League. You know, football was his life. I've seen him many, many times since I retired from playing, and have been working with the BBC at many different grounds, and he's always had time to come up and say hello and ask how my mum and dad is. And I always used to call him Mr. Taylor. Not once did I call him Graham. I had so much respect for the man.
And it seems just the world of football has so much respect for him as well, of course. A minute's applause at every game that's going to be played over the weekend as well. A very fitting tribute to the man there.
A fitting tribute. And it's a sad, sad loss for the footballing family. You know, my heart goes out to his wife, Rita, and his two daughters. Because obviously they're hurting more than anybody. But he was more, if I go back to my early days at Watford, and to all the young lads who came through the ranks of the youth team to the reserves and to the first team, he was like a father figure to us, really. You know, especially the lads who had to move away from home and left their parents to go and try and become professional footballers. He was a father figure to us all, and he'll be sadly, sadly missed. And as I say, you will not get a nicer man in the game than Graham Taylor.
I think it's very, very true indeed. Ewan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us on the Daytimes today.
My pleasure, my pleasure.